Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 22, 1805. A few drops of rain this evening. It's getting closer to the time for departure from Fort Mandan, so the Indians are making extra visits, as are the clerks from the Northwest Company. Captain Clark writes today,
"Visited by the second chief of the Grand Village of the Minnetaree, to whom we gave a medal and some clothes, acknowledging him as a second chief. He delayed all night and saw the men dance, which is a common amusement with the men. He returned the 23rd with Mr. LaRoque and McKenzie, two of the Northwest Company clerks. Some few raindrops this evening for the first time this winter. Captain William Clark, March 22, 1805.
As we have remarked before, Nicholas Biddle, right or wrong, did a lot of editing with his famous red ink. He may have had good intentions in making corrections right in the journals, as he saw fit, but these marks make it very difficult to interpret the journals today. He titled his edited version, "The Journals of the Expedition Under the Command of Captains Lewis and Clark to the Sources of the Missouri, then across the Rocky Mountain and down the River Columbia to the Pacific Ocean, performed during the years 1804-5-6 by order of the Government of the United States." Given that outrageous title, it's no wonder he abandoned the job after only a couple of months. Biddle did hire John Bakeless, a knowledgeable man, to write an introduction to his unfinished edition. A portion of this introduction follows. "It was an all-American organization, composed of white men, one Negro, one full-blooded Indian, and one half-breed." Bakeless goes on to write, "The Lewis and Clark Expedition did not make America, but without the Lewis and Clark Expedition, the modern United States of America would never have existed in its present form." Tomorrow, confusion over entry dates.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.